Taking the climate fight to Egypt, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden stopped in Africa earlier today to discuss U.S. efforts to combat climate change on the first stop of his round-the-world trip, saying the U.S. is on track to meet global climate goals.
At the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, President Biden announced the U.S. will meet emissions targets by 2030.
We're not ignoring harbingers that are already here. It's true. So many disasters.
The president says there is more urgency for nations to double down on their climate commitments.
Russia's war only enhances the urgency of the need to transition the world off its dependence on fossil fuels.
President Biden is also promising greater U.S. funding to help developing and lower-income nations become more climate resilient.
Fox's Jared Halpern. After a meeting in Cambodia, President Biden will head to Bali, Indonesia for a summit of G20 leaders. There he's scheduled to meet face-to-face Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The December 6th runoff race to determine a U.S. Senate seat from Georgia is seeing millions of dollars pouring in.
As Republicans try to link Senator Raphael Warnock to the economic policies of President Joe Biden, Warnock is reaching out to moderates and independents.
For those of you who made a different choice this time, whether for Herschel Walker or someone else, I want to speak directly to you. Come on. Over the next 4 weeks, I hope you will give me the opportunity to earn your vote.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who won re-election this week, is loaning his Get Out the Vote resources to the Mitch McConnell-aligned Super PAC Senate Leadership Fund, which is the top outside group supporting Herschel Walker in the runoff.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. A mixed day on Wall Street with just under 2 hours left in the trading day, the Dow down 42. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
News.
Some conservative groups believe Hispanics will be a key demographic for them going forward.
The Hispanic vote in the 2022 midterms has given Reverend Samuel Rodriguez a picture of the future. The president of the conservative-leaning National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference was disappointed there was no red wave, but sees a bigger takeaway, the huge Hispanic turnout.
The Hispanic community is the quintessential independent voting bloc that will determine the outcome of the elections to come in the next 10, 20 years.
The focus now is on the 2024 presidential election.
Fox's Lauren Green. The European Union's Executive Commission slashed its forecast for economic growth next year. It says that the 19 countries that use the euro currency will slide into recession over the winter as peak inflation hangs on for longer than expected and high fuel and heating costs erode consumer purchasing power. A new report says the use of racial slurs on Twitter skyrocketed soon after Elon Musk closed his deal on the social media platform.
The Center for Countering Digital Hate says a racial epithet used to attack black people was found more than 26,000 times in the week after Musk took ownership. That's 3 times the average for a week in 2022. A slur used to attack trans people went up 53%. Offensive terms for homosexuals, Jews, and Hispanics also increased. But Twitter's head of trust and safety, Joel Roth, said the platform had made significant progress in bringing the numbers down. He said hateful activity on the service is now about 95% lower than it was before the new ownership. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The company building the Obama Presidential Center suspended operations yesterday after a noose was found at the site. A $100,000 reward is being offered to help find who's responsible. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.